Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 11, 2023. Special Agent. Question. Suppose an intelligence agent enters the environment of the enemy and lives there for a long time. How can he protect himself from the influence of this environment? Is it really possible? Answer, I do not know how the agent protects himself. In Kabbalah, it is very simple. If a person does not want to, then he does not experience any pressure from the environment because the spiritual environment is unnatural for him. You come to a group where you have to make an effort to be connected with it because here everyone is talking about love, about friendship, about rising above their egoism and coming closer to others. This is against your innate nature. There is no need to train intelligence agents. Here you come by yourself as an outside element, and you have to work on yourself for a long, long time if you want to infiltrate this environment. It openly shows you what it has. If you want, you can infiltrate it. If you stay in the group as an outsider, you will never understand anything. As soon as you make yourself an element similar to this group, then you will be able to understand what is happening in it. But then it will be too late because you have already become different. There are no external games here. You cannot behave outwardly like an artist, but internally remain the same extraneous element. You cannot. Either one or the other. You have to change your nature. Therefore, in our world, an agent can remain, for example, a convinced communist in a capitalist society. But not here, otherwise, you will not be able to get any Kabbalistic information. But even if you get it, you will not be able to tell your masters about it because they will not understand anything about it, and they do not need it. In our egoistic world, no one is interested in how to be kind and good, and to love other people. Therefore, Kabbalah is the most unnecessary science for our world. But it is needed precisely in order to raise our world. From this point of view, it is the most necessary. From KabTV's I got a call. Special Agent April 16, 2011. Preparing for a close interconnection. Currently, communication between man and the world and communication between man and man is developing. This is a preparation for a state in which we can really be connected to each other. On one hand, technical means of communication are rapidly developing. On the other hand, people start asking, why do I need that? So what if I can talk to someone and someone else? This all is already declining. Satiation sets in. Who should I correspond with? Who should I text? What is the use? This is how people work through the stages of the development of their egoism. The ego in them quickly exhausts itself and passes. Therefore, thanks to various technologies, our time is becoming more intense and more compressed. I welcome them. Let them be. People will become more connected to each other and will come to understand more quickly that they need to change the quality of human communication between them. From KabTV's I got a call. Travel and time October 12, 2011. When a Kabbalist is not in demand. Question. You say that your teacher Rabesh suffered a lot internally. What caused him these sufferings? Answer, a Kabbalist lives in this world as long as he is needed. It does not depend on him. For example, an ordinary person lives as long as he is destined, 60, 70, 80, 90, even 120 years. And for a Kabbalist, everything is built on serving others, leading them. Therefore, if people need him, he continues to exist in this world. If not, then he has other functions because he simultaneously performs several tasks, not only the upbringing of spiritual offsprings. Such a time came for Rabash when people around him partially ceased to need him. I felt it too, everything went into automatism and unwillingness to change. His students became Hasidic. By the way he behaved and thought, I felt that he was putting his thoughts and affairs in order, internally sorting and systematizing students' attitude to the world, and so on, before leaving. I had no idea that he was leaving, but there was a feeling of autumn, the fading of life. Question: was it in his power to suspend this process and wake up again? Answer: no. Only the disciples with their very strong desire, striving for the goal, could call him to life so that he would transmit on them the light of correction that they would demand. But he was not in demand. If a Kabbalist is not in demand, he has nothing to do in this world. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Teacher, April 30th, 2011. Make a detector of the Creator. Question: do people resist the spiritual flow with all their might and create tension in themselves that pushes it away? Answer: they do not create tension. They simply do not retain the spiritual force within themselves. Let's say I have a green glass bottle. Why is it green? Because this glass traps green rays in the spectrum and thus looks green. If we are similar to the quality of bestowal and love, the quality of the Creator, then we will as if retain this quality in ourselves, or vice versa, manifest it from ourselves, as in the example with the bottle, which, while retaining the green part of the spectrum, at the same time shines with green light. That is the way we act. That is, it is a clear physical law. There is nothing unnatural here. All of Kabbalah gives a person only the opportunity to make himself a detector of the Creator, to reveal his single force within himself. But to do this, you need to correct yourself to become similar to it. When a person reveals this force and becomes like it, he feels what it feels, eternity and perfection. Of course, there are gradations until you get to the state of complete correction. But on the way to it, there are 125 degrees of gradual approaching this absolute state. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Manipulations of the Kabbalist, April 22, 2011. Feel the world through others. Question: what does it mean to feel through the desires of another? Let's say I want ice cream now. Do you connect to me and feel that I want ice cream? How does this happen? Answer: we are not talking about animalistic desires. I am included in you not at the material level but at the level of the conjugation of souls, spiritual needs. At the earthly level, this exists to some extent, but no one is doing it because we have to provide each other with a reasonable, essential existence. Question: I do not feel my part of the soul, but you do. How exactly does the connection process work? Answer: you do not feel it because the level of our animal, material, existence is disconnected from the spiritual. These are completely different levels. Animal existence is built only on the maintenance of the physical body, which in principle has nothing to do with the soul. And the soul is a filling for the sake of inclusion in each other. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. To feel the world through others, May 7th, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the most important thing in life? This is indeed a question that everyone asks. Our lives are filled with myriad things, and at every moment different things appear more or less important to us. For instance, if we get tired, then it becomes important to rest or to sleep. If we are hungry, then eating becomes important. If we get bored, then it becomes important to somehow entertain ourselves, and we could continue this list ad nauseam. How, then, can we find the most important thing in life? The most important thing in life is to feel something unconditional, eternal and perfect, that we can see through our world, and all the worlds, with no boundaries between life and death, and that we fulfill our every desire, including those that we are still unfamiliar with, namely the desire to acquire the same attitude of love and bestowal as the source force of nature. There is nothing more important in life. It is the very peak of where everything in existence heads. How, then, do we reach that state? We do so by learning how nature, including human nature, works, how our process of development unfolds through the still, vegetative, animate and human levels of nature. What is the final destination to this developmental process? Where is our free choice? And how we can realize our choice in order to impact a shift from our transient and limited perception to the eternal and perfect one. If we gain the wisdom to access such knowledge and a method to implement our fateful transition to attain eternity and perfection, then that wisdom and method becomes more important than anything else. Based on a Kabbalah lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman at the New York Kabbalah Convention in 2009. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Do innovations bring happiness? Now we are still developing in the plane of our world. But gradually we complete this development, even the development of science. It just seems to us that all sorts of nanotechnologies or some other things are coming. Gradually everything will fold up. The entire world will fold up. We see that not a single scientific achievement, not a single scientific discovery, has given us anything. What if now we can talk at a distance? A person did not become happier because of it. He began to stuff himself with all sorts of toys. There is nothing in the movies or on TV. We just think that these are great opportunities. Previously, people did not have these opportunities because their egoism did not require it. Yet they were happy in their own way. Is it not so? No, only now we are happy because we have a TV and a computer. We connect to the internet and see an infinite number of windows. And then what? It does not bring happiness. Only the attainment of one's mission, eternity, perfection, and harmony gives a person happiness. This is how we are created. We cannot replace the fulfillment of our natural desire to reach perfection and eternity with some kind of surrogate when we look at pictures on TV or on the internet. All the same, we remain empty, we die like animals, and that is all. I do not criticize anything because all this is specially developed by humanity in order to somehow distract themselves from problems. But in the end, it still leads to problems in a roundabout way. Kabbalah, in principle, encourages the development of everything that a person invents, because the rapid development of these toys leads to disappointment. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Travel in Time September 29, 2011.